Happy Thursday, everyone. Today is January 14th, 2021. And welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1919, John McGraw, Charles A. Stoneham, and Judge McQuaid by the New York Giants. In 1927, Toronto Maple Leafs have their first ever franchise hat trick against the New York Rangers. In 1943, Montreal's left winger Alex Smart becomes the first NHL rookie to score a hat trick in his first NHL game in a 5-1 win at home over the Chicago Blackhawks. In 1951, the first NFL Pro Bowl happens at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The American Conference beats the National Conference 28-27. The MVP, Cleveland Browns quarterback Otto Graham. In 1961, Chicago Bear Willard Duvall becomes the first NFLer to join the AFL. In 1975, Anita Wold of Norway sets the women's ski jump distance record at 98 meters. In 1976, Ted Turner becomes the CEO of the Atlanta Braves. In 1979, Johnny McEnroe wins his first of three season-ending ATP Masters Grand Prix tennis titles. In 1993, Utah Jazz center Mark Eaton blocks two shots in a 96-89 win over Seattle Supersonics. He becomes only the second player in NBA history, along with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to record 3,000 career blocks. In 1998, then NBA power forward and current loudmouth analyst Charles Barkley pleads not guilty to assault charges. And in 2020, Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora is fired amidst Major League Baseball's investigation into sign-stealing scandal by the Houston Astros. The reason why Cora was being investigated was because he was previously the Astros bench coach before moving to Boston. And we'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today we'll be looking at one of the biggest cheating scandals in recent memory, the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. For years, some individuals on other teams had suspected the Astros of sign-stealing, but there was no public reporting on the subject until November 2019, when reporters Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drolik at The Athletic published an article detailing the team's activities. Mike Fries, a pitcher who played for the Astros in 2017, told The Athletic that the organization used a video camera in center field seats to film the opposing catcher's signals to the pitcher regarding the next pitch. Astros players or team staffers watching the live camera feed behind the dugout used various audio cues to signal to the batter what type of pitch was coming next. MLB opened an investigation into the allegations and confirmed in January 2020 that the Astros illegally used a camera system to steal signs during the 2017 regular season and postseason, during which they won the World Series, as well as in part of the 2018 season. MLB found no evidence of illicit sign stealing in the 2019 season, in which the Astros advanced to the World Series, but lost. As a result, as we reported yesterday and today, Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow and field manager A.J. Hinch were suspended for the entirety of the 2020 season for failing to prevent the rules violation. The Astros were fined the maximum allowable $5 million and forfeited their first and second round picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts. No players were punished because they had been given immunity by the MLB in exchange for their cooperation. The Astros subsequently fired both Luhnow and Hinch on the day their suspensions were announced. MLB investigation also determined that Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora helped mastermind the Astros sign-stealing scandal while serving as Hinch's bench coach in 2017. Boston and Cora mutually parted ways the following day, and MLB suspended him through the 2020 postseason. Although the Red Sox rehired Cora after his suspension ended, Carlos Beltran was the only Astros player from 2017 who was specifically named in the report. He had been hired to manage the New York Mets in November 2019, but parted ways with the team after the results of the MLB's investigation were announced. The sanctions against the Astros were the most severe that the MLB had ever issued against a member club and are amongst the most severe sanctions for in-game misconduct in baseball history. A Wall Street Journal article published a few weeks after the MLB report described previously unknown details about the sign-stealing operation and reported that it originated back in the 2016 season, a broader scope than reported by MLB. After the scandal broke, players on the 2017 Astros apologized to varying degrees. The team's actions were heavily criticized by players on other MLB teams. The scandal dominated the 2019-2020 offseason and the start of the 2020 spring training. A scandal also led to lawsuits against the Astros and MLB by fans, claiming that they were done wrong and defrauded out of potential championships and enjoyment for their own clubs. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us and follow and like us on all social media at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.